Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And my good friend Kimberly Crowe is here with us today. And we're going to be talking about uncovering your passion codes, how to uncover your passion codes, uncovering your passion codes. And, you know, a lot of, you know, it's a new moon today as well, so a lot of powerful energies are coming through. And so this is a time for us to let go, let go, let go, let go. And breathe in love, bring in the love, but let go of that resistance, let go of what's not serving us, right? And so Kimberly has some wonderful insights to help with uncovering your passion codes, and especially with this, with the, you know, with this new moon energy as well. And we're going to be talking about the matrix of the new earth that's waiting to be birthed. And this synergy lies within the imaginal cells of your blueprint. So we're going to talk about that. And to uncover and empower your mastery. Right. And when you align your passion to your currency flow, a whole new way of being evolves. So I'm excited to talk about all of that and more. And for those of you who don't know Kimberly, she is a regular guest on our show, a good friend. And she's back with us again. She's an everyday mystic and is known as the healer's healer. She's a sacred witness to the inner awakened mastery. I am retonements. She's an internationally known visionary teacher, artist and transformational healer with 30 years experience. And she can help you achieve your heart's desires by tuning into, clearing, and harmonizing your unique energy system. As guided by a divine creator, Kimberly can tap directly into your soul to help you achieve your purpose and passions in life. So we're going to talk about that as well. So yay, Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy being on your show.
Always so much fun, right?
Yeah, playing with your peeps that are my peeps too, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah. You know, today we're specifically talking about the passion codes, uncovering your passion codes and what that means. And can we, you know, because it is the new moon today, can we use the new moon energies to our benefit today to help us to, you know, bring in more of that passion and that capacity?
It's like it's all exalted today, which is a good thing. We're in that it's a Virgo new moon, but then there's a I just lost what it is. There's a big lineup that's happening that's all of the interpersonal planets. Mm-hmm. So this is like a perfect time for this. And so this is the time to like dump stuff, get rid of things so the new can come in when you're in that, because the Virgo new moon can be very analytical, and so it's kind of like we're reassessing our strategies is what I'm hearing from spirit right now. Mm-hmm. Time for that and for new concepts to come in. And they may, I use the word new when, because the lack of having other language. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of a, I'm seeing it like the blocks going together. Like you have this piece and you have this piece, but there's been all murky stuff in between. And as we release from all of those corrupted matrices that humanity created itself, and as we begin to clear ourselves, then all those codes can come together and we can have that power and strength.
Awesome. Yay. I'm all for, you know, putting those puzzle pieces together to create the new reality, right? So it's kind of like, you know, all these puzzle pieces to our life, to what we desire, to what we want to create, to what we want to experience, are all right here, but we need to put them together in a specific way so that they work, kind of, right?
Yeah, that's the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine energy, because the divine feminine is the inspiration. The passion of inspiration. Mm-hmm. And then the action is the divine plan. And when that comes together, the pieces come together, and then we're in that flow of currency. You know, it's like then we're in the flow. We can sit and meditate all day and get all kinds of information, but if we don't do anything with it, it's not really going to change a lot. You know, there is a part of doing your action.
Yes. Absolutely. And I'm big on that. As everybody knows who is on any of my calls, you know, I am big on action, inspired action. So, you know, even like, for example, today I got two quick little messages, you know, that came through, and it's like, okay, so I acted on them, and, you know, it was wonderful. You know, the, you know, what I received back from acting on those quick little messages that I got was awesome, you know, and if I hadn't, then what, right? Then I wouldn't have received that that quick result, we'll say.
Yeah, and that's one thing, like dumping the cup out to get more, because I mean, I myself have been guilty of like just being in it and going, you know, every day asking for the next, what's the next thing? Why isn't anything moving? What's wrong? Something happened, you know, I didn't do something right. And I mean, Spirit has actually said to me, did you do what we told you to yesterday? No, I just came and whined again. It's like, well, why would we give you more information if you're not going to do anything with it? We'll just give it to somebody else. Because that's the truth. No, yeah. One of us, we're all the one. And the information, when we're in times like this, like with this exalted energy that we're in right now, and what I call downloads come in, mm-hmm. It doesn't come to just one person, you know, like the seeds are dropping into all kinds of people. And then through our own filters, it's displayed in however way that it is, you know, and then that resonance, however it resonates with us, what comes in together with that, and then how we'll send it out into the world, because that vibration may resonate with you, but not with this person. But then another way it'll come in, which is kind of all the same thing, that will resonate with somebody else. Does that make sense? It's like a harmonic scale. So we resonate to different tones of it.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And it's so funny that, you know, sometimes like I've been told stuff to do, to create, right? And then I don't do it for whatever reason. And then 6 months later, sometimes a year later, I'll see somebody else doing the exact same thing. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, oh my God, why didn't I do it? You know, at the time.
This week, the people that's been on your show this week, because I looked at like the email and all of us were like, we're all in the same theme right now. Notice that it's like, oh, okay, we're all, whatever this energy wave is, it's like when Spirit's doing that, it's got to get through. It's like, I'm going to birth somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's like bringing all the downloads in. So I noticed that we all have our own spin to it, but there is definitely a theme this week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you didn't set a theme for us. You used to do that a long time ago. It's like, I thought that was really interesting.
it happens, you know, like we, you know, you guys were booked months ago, right? So
yeah.
I didn't plan it.
I thought that was really interesting of how that was all unfolding. Mm-hmm. So with the, speaking of months ago, when I was on the show, like a couple months ago, we were doing superpowers, and even on the show, I kept talking about passion, and yes. I had got a download, and the energy was coming through. Yeah. So we did some kind of activation on that one. And so then it was like Spirit was telling me to focus on that, because the way I perceive how I receive energy, I see them as binary codes, and that we all have them, but then our codes have got like corrupted, you know, just like your computer can get corrupted. Like I was talking about my file getting corrupted. Mm-hmm. It's like then life happened. Some of that's came in from your DNA, you know, your own DNA encodements, what you chose to come in to be the one to change it all. And so you've got that. And then in that 3D family constellation, the energies that happen there and society. And then what your soul came in carrying too. So when all of that comes together and then we put it in this DNA skin suit, you know, that's what the combination is. We're the one that sat down when, you know, Gaia said, hey, I need somebody here. I need somebody on earth in 2 feet on the ground to bring these codes in for humanity. And so you went, oh, okay, I'll do that. And that's when that divine spark, mm-hmm. you know, goes, oh, okay. So then we go to Soul Library and start planning out, okay, this family will do, I'll take that one, I need these codes, you know, because we're really, when we're doing that combination of that, we're selecting it for the gift will be for humanity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're not picking them for their personalities or this and this. It's like that inner gift that to carry that vibration to change. It's like to change, to up level, to bring in whatever the next awakening is, because that's what we're here to do, for all of us to do that. And so how they show it to me is through that pure energy of passion, what they showed me this week, you know, because last time I was on the show, I kept getting what passion wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was doing the activation, I was like, oh, it's not that. It's not that. It's not sexual. You know, it's not this drive to conquer and be on top and go, go, go and achieve and achieve and achieve. And it's not being the martyr and dying for someone's sins.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not any of those things. And so I witnessed that. I witnessed as we were all talking in the group synergy that was there for us when I tapped into it and into the consciousness, because that's what I do. I go to the field of consciousness, and then that's why I call myself a sacred witness, because that's all I'm doing. I'm mm-hmm. just witnessing. I'm like watching the movie and all of the pieces in it, because I am a multidimensional seer, whatever you want to call that. I see it at a bunch of different levels, like walking into Best Buy and all the televisions are going on, and then how it all goes together, what the theme is underneath it. So I got a lot of what it wasn't.
Right. Yes.
and so with that, the calls that I have been doing from the group that came from your calls.
Yeah.
The process of working through this, watching this energy and being open to receiving it and dismantling. It's like dismantling these energies, what I'm going to call the corrupt codes, just like a corrupt file. And then opening to receive, to download these frequencies. So that's what's been going on and what I've been witnessing. And so this morning, when I got up early and I was outside, and I said, so what is passion? I know it's not now. You know, what is it? And it walked in like a being, because everything, all energies in other dimensions, it's a being itself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it holds a form, a body. It is a being. It's just like, and so that consciousness is a being. And it came in as a being, and it was just, and then I saw a lot of dolphins. The dolphins were there, and it's like, oh, of course the dolphins could be like ambassadors to passion. Who doesn't see a dolphin and we feel joy from it? Nobody goes, oh, look at that dolphin. You know, we're all like, oh, dolphins, dolphins.
Exactly. That's true.
It's that energy. It's that energy when we get excited, and the energy of that pure childlike joy. And so with all of that, I was shown like how Gaia, when there was a call out for a spirit to embody Earth itself, this planet density, and Gaia is the spirit of Earth, when her first light, I'm going to say, use the word separated, lack of another word to use, from the creator source to embody Earth,
mm-hmm.
that was first light. That was creation. It's like that energy of that action is what that creation was. And then when that happened, then the energetics happened, and then everything started being created on this planet. Like the energies of that, there was a creation of everything in that energy. And so somewhere through time, as everything was being created and the mind constructs, because they took me to the place this morning of when it was just pure light.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I was at a waterfall in this water that was so pure and so crystalline. And you're just in that, and then you're just in the no mind,
mm-hmm.
and just in that space of that, and it was so pure. And I don't really know how the part of now as I'm speaking this, because I didn't even think about it because I was in such the pure part. But then, like when the mind constructs come in, because ego, if you, I don't even like to call ego ego. It's like when we started creating the mind constructs. Mm-hmm. And so the mind had the thought and then the construct was created. And then all of these have got built up on top of each other.
Right.
So there's like, when I was talking about those codes that you come in with, well, there's a mind construct within your DNA. There's a mind construct within that family unit. They're all constructs. And so then they come together and create another construct. And so even our soul carries a mind construct.
Hmm.
Because it had certain agendas when it came in. It's,
right.
It's spirit that's like totally pure, that's that never separated and is the divine spark that is like totally pure. Because soul actually has its own agendas. You know, it had a list it's going to mark off the list of what I need to take care of in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Soul uses the human aspect for its own evolution. You know, it's like when we get that inspiration to make the next creation, it's soul. It's like soul is sending that through our own consciousness. We get the download, the aha, oh, I'm going to do this today, because soul is desiring the next adventure.
Right.
It's for its evolution. And when we keep ignoring and ignoring and ignoring, that's when, you know, life force shuts down, because soul is infinite and it knows it. And it just goes, oh, I'm out of here. I'll just go into one of your other timelines. You know, all my consciousness will go, because then we have that part where we're not, we are in more than one aspect of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are multifaceted, multidimensional. And that is one thing on the calls that they assured me. I remember that from them. They assured me that as humanity is evolving, because that's what ascension is in the awakening, we will at some point, they didn't give me a timeline because all that's just in the 3D anyway. We will at some point evolve to that space of understanding all of it. You know, not just the little self that we're stuck in and we think it's just about me.
Yeah,
like there's that part that we will understand that. And we can do that at any time when we disconnect from all that and go above it. It's, and when I say above it, because it looks like waves of consciousness to me. So when you go to a higher perspective, it's kind of like you invert it and flip it. Then you can see what's really going on. Like if you're having a thing with somebody, you know, and you're like, well, why do they think this and blah, 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 and we're in that thing. If you go to that energy and ask to be shown the higher perspective, then you can see it through the eyes of all the thematics of everything that's happening.
Hmm.
That keeps you from carrying the scenarios around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
When we get stuck in the scenarios and we start creating and we hear ourselves going, well, I'll do this. And then when they say this, I'll do this.
Yep.
Most of the time, we just spend energy on it.
So yeah.
We can disconnect from these mind matrices, but we'll do that today in the process and then go to that place. So that's what they showed me, that the true energy of passion, just like all the other, like love, compassion, all of those things, that you go back to first light before all the corruption happened.
Mm-hmm.
You go to that place of that purity of it, then we can embody it. And then I was just expanded in that place forever. And I was just like wandering around in this beautiful, you know, energy, kind of like if you've ever done ayahuasca or something like that. It's like the place that you go when all your DMT and your brain activates, and then you're in that whole different state of stuff. So I was like that all morning. And then all of a sudden I couldn't keep my eyes open. It's like, oh, I'm like crashing. Yeah, I heard, no, you're not crashing. We need to take you out of here. We've got some more downloads to show you. And so I went to a place where they were showing me the currency and the energy of currency. And then even like when thought come in to humanity, to create money systems.
Mm-hmm.
We created that. That was humanity's clever little idea, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Because we were in a time period where when we were in that passion and currency, there was this ebb and flow. Everything just always was, and then the next creation came. It was like an infinity symbol, and then it's like the inspiration came, the energy went out, more flowers bloomed, you know, and it's like Gaia's breath. She breathes, and, you know, seeds go out and more flowers bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in that energy too. And then humanity got the big aha somewhere that it needed to create systems for trading.
Yeah.
You know, something probably happened. There was probably some kind of blot or something, you know, maybe it was a flood. Who knows? They couldn't get food. So then they had to start making other bartering systems.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. And so in that structure of that, there are some, then through that time with all the different emotional and then the things that it turned into all of these distorted matrices around all of that. But we don't have to play in that. We don't have to play in the corruption of that. And so if you go to that energy of currency and what currency really is and what whatever that design was, when that spark, just like when we were talking about when we all get these ideas, when that spark came into humanity and then it started being created, because, you know, it was created, it wasn't just created in one little place. There was like currency all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody started creating money systems.
Yeah.
Right. Barter this and that, sell your spices for, you know, it's like it was everywhere. When that happened, it happened all over the place. So there was the energy of something in there that switched with it. Like when that signal was sent in of the like experiment, let's send these thoughts to them and see what they do with this now. And that's kind of what happens. It's like these energies get beamed into us and somebody gets the big aha and then it's created.
Right.
And then through time, it can get corrupted from humanity's own.
Just like everything, you know.
Like anything.
Yeah.
And so if we go to that place of pure currency and connect to it and bring it in, then we can be in that divine flow, you know, of creation that we talked about, where you get the inspiration, the currency comes to you, and then it goes back out, and then we're in that flow all the time. So when I connected to that this morning, should I say this now?
Yes.
They called me for 21 days. For 21 days for me to connect to that stream of consciousness of compassion. So when we do downloads today, when I do the transmission, we'll go to that energy and I'll bring in what I felt this morning and what those waves were. And they told me to do it for 21 days, and then just see what unfolds in my life.
Mm-hmm.
To connect to it before I do anything of the morning. It's like, don't get on the computer. Don't get on Facebook first. Any of those places, align yourself with this and connect to this pure source energy for the next 21 days and see what happens in your life.
Hmm.
Watch the changes. And it was more like witnessing.
Yeah.
Just witness the energies. And it felt like to me, in that connection of that, because that's that pure inspiration, you know, passion is inspiration. It is the energy of inspiration from the divine. That's what it is. So now I know what passion is.
Mm-hmm.
Long story to know, but it's like, now I know what passion is. It's like, because we kept getting what it wasn't last time.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is it then? And it's like, I think I had to do a bunch of clearing up and cleaning things to be able to see what it was. And it's like, oh, it's divine inspiration.
Mm.
And so that's, I'm going to start practicing it. So I did it this morning and I was counting out what that date would be. And that's about at the solstice. So it's like that it would 21 days because the solstice is on the 22nd. And then the transmission codes that are put in the package that we'll talk about later, I'm going to do those during that time period too. The 12 days of transmission are going to be during that solstice time period. So I thought, well, isn't that interesting? They gave me all that information this morning, and that pretty much is going to hit not solstice, equinox. I'm sorry, I used the wrong word, wrong season. The equinox, that it's in September when the changes. So yeah, it comes out to about that time period. So
awesome.
I suggest that you all play with that too and see what happens.
Yes, definitely. Yes. That sounds like fun. I like it.
Yeah. And you know, I was thinking about you because we did know your passion. I'm doing individual sessions with people of going in and seeing, activating their passion codes and bringing that together. And you know, when I asked you the other day what had happened, and you're doing that prayer circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, now isn't that lovely? When I got that this morning, I thought of you because I thought, oh yeah, that's divine inspiration.
It was, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then I started thinking, you know, that's kind of like you got the message, align with this every day, because that's what you're doing. You know, when you're doing the prayer circle, you're aligning with that divine inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even know that's what happened that day. And I thought that was really interesting. It's like, oh, wow, this is so cool.
That is true. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you don't know what is going to come of it. You know, that's the thing. It's like when you tap into that divine inspiration, when you tap into that passion, you don't know what's going to come. So, it's not like Kimberly's going to say, well, this is what you're going to do. No, it's like you're going to be divinely inspired and you're going to get the inspiration and then you're going to take action. Well,
right.
You should take action.
The vibration of the codes. It's not like the information is, I mean, I don't know, maybe it'll come in that way, but it's like, no, it's not going to be a composer and that you'll be, a 97-year-old ballerina. I mean, it's not like it's going to be that kind of, it's the inspiration energy and then how you play that out.
Yeah.
That's the gift.
So it's about being willing to receive that inspiration. And you have to be in that state of receiving, which means being open, right? You know, tapping in if you can, you know, a little bit every day and asking for the inspiration to come in.
Yeah. And right? If you haven't got the free gift that I gave whenever I gave it, that one that is going back and connecting to your inner self and receiving your own self-love, because we have to do that first. We can't get all kind. There is no spiritual bypass and doing all of these big activations and getting your DNA activated and this, you can do it. I've done it, but it doesn't mean that all of a sudden everything's going to go. What happens is when you activate all of that and all of those encodements that have all of those all those fuzzies on them, of everything that you took in, you're going to activate that too. Energy is just energy. So you get the good, bad, ugly, you get it all.
That's true.
So the one label all of that.
I just want to, I want to comment on Linda's comment, and she says, I find it challenging to remember to ask. So you know what that means, Linda? It's not a priority for you. It's not a priority for you to ask. Right? So if you want to ask, then make it a priority and you will. So, what I started doing a while ago was, this is totally off topic, but that's that I mentioned. I created a spreadsheet for myself. All the things that I have to do, like want to do, have to do, make it a priority for myself. And so I wrote them all down. And then as I do them every day, I highlight them in a different color, which means I've done it, So that way, because, and I put only those things that are priority. I didn't put check Facebook. I didn't put, play Wordscape. I didn't put that. But I put those things that are a priority for me.
And so that's you taking accountability and aligning your consciousness.
Yep, because some things are a priority and I want to make sure I do it. And then eventually after 30 days, 40 days, you won't have to do that anymore because it'll become,
your neuronapses in your mind, in your brain align, and then there's a new neural pathway and it just becomes something that you do. When after they went out, and then I got up and I was like, I've got to go be on earth. So I was walking around with my weed eater, you know, my doing that kind of mindlessly things and like in my garden and doing things. And it's interesting because I wasn't thinking about anything. And all of a sudden I started like seeing my journey, my personal journey as a, you know, as a transformation visionary person. And that, because I, you know, I worked in hospital laboratories, you know, I did that for 15 years of my life. And I walked away from that because I and went to massage school. And during that time period, that was when I had this huge awakening. And when I put my hands on people, I could see into their bodies. Well, there was a plan that I didn't know about because all that background of being in the labs gave me, I know what it looks like inside. I know what your blood looks like. You know, I know what it looks like under a microscope and all the components to it. So all of this was a plan that I didn't even know that was going on. I just knew I didn't fit in there anymore and that I had to leave from there. And I made the move to leave. And when people have said to me, but how do you leave a job like that? How do you leave a job that's full benefits, all of those things?
I
woke up one day and I thought, when you're staying in a job, because you get, if you work the end of this year, you get more vacation days next year. I'm not right there. I'm staying here so I can have more days off from this place. Aiming not to be here.
Well, I was thinking like, oh my God, do I have to do this for the next 20 years? And I, automatically when I thought that, my whole body just like, it's like, no, I just cannot.
The same thing happened with me. Someone was standing there talking about, because we had profit shared and they were talking about retirement. And I was only 33 when I quit. And I remember this person talking about being able to retire at 65. And I thought, oh, holy hell, there is no way I can stay in this job longer than I've already lived. You know, I was like, I will die. I cannot do this.
That's how I felt too. Yeah.
And that's when everything changed. And then, you know, I totally devoted my walk to spirit, like everything into that. And I was about that when I was weed eating, and I thought, why is all of this coming in? And it's like what you said with it. I remember a person early on, because all I was seeing all these matrices and all these things in the field, and I was going to healing touch classes then, and nobody knew what I was talking about. And we would have practice, and I couldn't do that stuff if we had new people. And when they weren't there, it was okay for me to show stuff to the other people. Mm-hmm. And I walked away from my people because I had to be me. I had to bring this energy in. So all of that started happening. It just started occurring. And one of the people said to me, you know, you can be a puppet for spirit the rest of your life and never really know what this is that you're bringing in, or you can be conscious and ask questions. And I remember that thought come in and I thought, that's interesting because now you're bringing that up, you know, and I remember her saying that to me, and something went to my core with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started asking questions. I would be working on people, and I'd go, what's that? And they'd go, well, that's a past life in their field. I would hear the information instead of just, and I kept asking questions. And then, you know, I would go Google to see the, like I heard, you know, Earth star or, you know, solar star or something like that. And I'd go try to find out
what does that mean?
The book would just spontaneously come to me, or I would meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through this phase of collecting vibrations because I knew that we were here to be the whole tapestry. And that's why we have these interchanges and these interreactions, and that we can all have all of the vibrations, and that some people carry the vibration that I didn't have that flavor to yet. And that to be in that. So I literally started collecting vibrations, and I did it where I didn't just, you know, it's like the, in the Bible, the woman trying to, you know, grab the robes of Jesus. It's like, I actually, you know, she knew that there was something there, and she wanted to be part of it.
Yeah.
And, I was at a conference that I went to listen to Ted Andrews. Ted Andrews that wrote all of the Animal Speaks books.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so people were getting autographs of the book. I didn't have my book with me. So I walked up there and I say to him, I don't have my book. If you want to autograph my hand or something, you can. But I've got something else I would like to ask you. And he was like, okay. And I said, I want whatever vibrations that you're carrying that I don't have yet. And he goes, okay, let's do it. And everybody that I ever walked up and approached and asked that did it with me.
Wow.
And so he put his hands on my hands, and then I sent to him whatever I had that he didn't have yet. And we did this energy exchange thing. And then not long after that, I started speaking at conferences, and he would be at some of the same, you know, those kind of life expo kind of things. And he would be at the ones that I was at, and he never forgot me.
How could anybody forget you?
He's like, nobody else has ever asked that of me. You're the only person that has walked up to me and just said, you know, would you share your vibration with me?
Wow, I love that. I'm gonna use that. So somebody needs to come here to Europe so I can do that with you.
That's what we're doing on these calls.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because it's a great synergy that's happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, so when we show up, that's what's happening. And so, you know, when people think, oh, I went to all of these healers and I've been to everybody and I finally went to this one and they were the one that healed me. It's not really true. It's because you did all your accumulated walk. And when you, on that day, you're ready for that, and the healing comes from within. You're the one that something shifts in your own paradigm. And
exactly.
That's when healing occurs.
Exactly.
And so that's, you know, we've talked about that before. I don't even like the healer word. I never did, but we use it. And it's like sometimes we have to use it to explain what it is. So people can understand it in their mind.
So there's a question or comment from Linnell. And she says, I have issues fine-tuning my request for help or guidance.
Fine-tuning it when she's asked in spirit, is that what she means?
I think so, right, Linnell? She's here somewhere. There she is. Maybe typing, we'll see.
Spirit.
It's been away, I'm sorry.
Are you there? I heard somebody's voice.
Yeah, I did too. Spirit knows.
So you then know, I think she said then, I'm not sure.
What did you say? But you hear what you said.
I don't know who's talking. Well, why am I not?
I want my question.
There's a feedback.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No worries. No worries. Okay. Anyways, we'll go on.
Well, the fine tuning part, we can fine tune it and put the request out there, but soul already knows and spirit already knows what that next evolution is for us. So us showing up and asking to receive, when we sometimes in defined tuning, you know, it's the human aspect that is wants it to be this way, this way, this way. And so that's where, you know, in the manifestation, when you release it to this or something better.
Yeah, but continue to still ask.
Right.
And don't not ask.
This or something better than, you know, all kinds of what sometimes like people think, well, I did my manifestation and I did my prayer work and nothing happened. It didn't change. It wasn't in your divine timing or you get what it was. And then you're like, oh,
that's not what I meant. That's not what I want.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, from Santa Claus. It's like, okay. So it's more about showing up and standing in the alignment of it and trusting. It's about trust. That's the word. That's what Spirit just gave me. It's all about trusting. So I would think even with her saying, you know, that there's a, I would look into trust and what that energy vibration is for you and the truth of that. So
I think that's a big one for a lot of people, Kimberly.
And we'll bring that in too when we bring in passion and to trust the passion, to trust the divine inspiration and to trust that, because that part of us that I'm going to use the word not worthy. I don't like that one either. That part that doesn't know that it's totally worthy, because we experience non-acceptance when we get here. And that happens through family, humanity. And they don't do it intentionally. They just don't got their head up their own butt. You know, they're not paying any attention. And so as a child, you come here, we come here to be love, and experience love. Mm-hmm. That's the only mission we're on. And then all of the other things is how we get to ride the wave, you know, and the play that we do with it. But underneath all of it, that's what we come for. So when we come in and we are that pure little bundle of love and it's not received, then we think there's something wrong with me. When we feel that first energy of non-acceptance. And it's just because the people are some, you know, now they're on their cell phone. When we were younger, they were somewhere else. But it's like they've got other things. They've already got their agenda going and they're not paying attention.
True.
And that's where the wounding and the woundedness happens. And then we keep carrying those first wounds of that energy. That's where the fragmentation start. When we feel that first energy of non-acceptance.
Mm. Yeah, felt it, definitely. Angela's asking, I don't know if you can see the chat or not, Kimberly, but Angela's asking, sometimes we ask for so many things at the same time, then feel guilty of asking too much. How do we deal with busy minds? And so when I was talking about asking earlier, we were talking about asking for divine inspiration. I wouldn't say ask for a car, ask for a house, ask for, you know, not things. You know, we were talking about asking to receive divine inspiration from the divine, you know, or I don't know what else, but I was not talking about things per se, but we know a lot of times we do ask for things, you know, whether it's abundance, prosperity, good health, all that stuff. So how do we deal with busy minds is what Angela is asking. And it's okay to ask for a lot of things. Don't feel guilty. Just knowing what you want is really important.
How I deal with busy minds is that a tool that they gave me is disconnecting from all of the mind matrices. That's how I do it now, which is what people would call no mind. Like some people use breath to get there. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in that and there's too much going on, and you know, because we're all empaths. And so there's all kinds of times that we walk into the unclaimed energy fields, whether they're emotional fields, you know, when there's so much emotion going on earth right now, like today, there's all kinds of fear going on because there's all kinds of things happening to earth itself. You know, there's storms, there's fires, there's all kinds of things happening. And so there's a lot of unclaimed energy out there in the field that's being projected out all the time. So we may, like, you know, you said your cry today was gratitude, but sometimes we get up and we hit a wall like that. And we don't even know why we're feeling what we are.
Yeah.
And so feeling that pain of humanity, that unclaimed emotional feel. So when that happens to me and it, you know, I'll breathe through it to release it. And then I'll start asking to disconnect from the mind matrices. I'll ask to disconnect from the chaotic mind of humanity because it's chaos. And I will just go, and now I've done it so many times, it's just like instant. You know, I asked to disconnect from that. And then I asked to disconnect from my own personal mind construct that I created. So I can do some doozies with that, you know. I put all of that stuff together and it can go into all kinds of tangents. And when I do that, I feel myself like, it's almost like you bounce back. It's like you come back into your core, because when we connect to that chaotic mind of humanity, we are the ones doing it. We are sending our own psychic awareness right out of our little third eye and cording into that mess. because somewhere we think there's information in it. That if we know when we get out there and we're in it, we're gonna, you know, all the wouldas and couldas and shouldas is out there in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna give us some kind of information, because if we can stay ahead of the game, then, you know, we're gonna win. We're gonna know. It's like if we cord into all of that. So all of that knowing is inside of you. So if you literally pull, when you disconnect from it, it's like you will feel the energy come back into your own third eye and drop down into your core, because we're the ones that's hooked into it. And then you can connect into your heart and into your own inner guidance. And then you go into that no mind. And when you're in no mind, then divine inspiration can be downloaded into you. The whole tool that when they gave me how to do that disconnection, I was on one of these calls that it was a group call from where somebody had bought the packages from me.
Mm-hmm.
And someone on the call asked me the question, well, how do you do, these readings all the time and you can do this and I don't get the information that you get. And how do you do what you do as fast as you do? I don't know. I just do it. I've done it for so long. It just happens. As soon as I started doing it, it just happened for me. So as I was answering her, I saw what I do. And that when someone asked a question, that there's this really fast thing, I disconnect from all that energy out there and I drop into my heart. And when I drop into my heart, then the whole field of information is there for me. It's like, then I can hear, see, and I can tap in to all accumulated knowledge, which is, you know, if you want to call it the Akashic, soul records, whatever you want to call that.
Mm-hmm.
And that all that information is there for me. So it's like files. And then I can go to the file, or I don't even have to go to it. It just comes to me instantly. It happens that fast. So then, you know, when I sat with it, then they took me through all of the different mind matrices and showed me how to disconnect from them. And you just ask to do it. That's all you do. You just say. And then I come into my center. So whatever method that you want to use to come into your center, that's how you get out of all of the mind stuff.
Yeah.
So it's
you. And it takes practice, you know?
It's you disconnecting because you've sent your own psychic awareness out there to it. You've recorded it yourself. You've hooked into it because you think that there's information out there that knows more than you do. You know, that somewhere the answer is there. So that goes back to the first question, one of the questions about trusting. Somewhere mm-hmm. you're not trusting your own innate connection to divine source, that you're out here instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes it's just trusting to drop in and go, oh, I'm supposed to listen to this, or I'm supposed to be on this call with these people and be in this group synergy today. You know, that it's like it's not even in your awareness, and you just know that's where you're supposed to show up at, because
mm-hmm.
the energy is changing. Happening with all of us. Everybody on here has some part of it. You know, all the energy goes into the container, and then what will be downloaded into all of us, and then what we take out into humanity. And the questions, when you all ask the questions, it's like that energy goes to everybody. It's not just for that one person.
Yeah. So speaking of questions, does anybody have a question? I forgot to mention at the beginning, if you have a question, you can raise your hand or you can type in the chat. I didn't remember to say that. The collective? What about the collective, Lanel? And yeah, sometimes we don't trust our own guidance. We second guess. Yeah, what she just said, yeah. We second guess, or we think that somebody else's guidance is better, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's when we give our power away to things outside of us.
Yeah.
And then because we've created some of the stuff that we have in humanity, then, you know, we
oh, okay. So Camille has a question. She can't unmute or she can't raise her hand, but I can unmute you. Go ahead. There you go.
First, I want to thank you. I know you from Kimberly from Maryland.
Hello, it's glad to see you there, Missy.
Thank you. It's nice to be here today. And thank you, Aloria, because it's just so nice to be here, Alora.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. I think it's your first time, right?
One other time I got to be here.
Okay, awesome.
Also, yes. Beautiful. So Kimberly, I'm not sure if I'm taking in a lot of humanity's energy all of a sudden, but I'm feeling and dealing with a lot of physical pain, diagnosed with a lot of issues, and I'm so joyful, and I've just felt and feel that heaviness. I'm trying to use it to write poems, and you talked about the ego mind, and I have a prayer book in mind that someone suggested, and part of it is beyond the ego. So I'm trying to download those sad feelings that I'm feeling now as part of that ego book part of the prayer book. Do you feel that for me?
Yeah, I'll look into it and see exactly what it is that I see in it, but I want to ask you a question too. So when you're getting that, when you're getting that information and then you're utilizing it, does it dissipate any for you?
It's not leaving.
Okay.
So heavy.
Okay. Because sometimes when chaos happens in my life, then I realize that part of soul that's wanting to grow, I sent the call out, you know, of whatever the chaos is or the pain mm-hmm. or whatever the thing is that comes to me. Because mm-hmm. in chaos, actually, there is a creation that happens from it. It's like when we utilize the energy, like you said, which is great that you're having, it's bringing the awareness to you to utilize the energy, you know, to take mm-hmm. this and turn it into something else.
Yeah.
But you don't have to experience it, embody the pain of it. Because
yeah.
I know as an empath, when I'm working on people and I feel their pain, you know, physically in my own body, mm-hmm. I signed up to do that so I would have the compassion to know their pain. But then, you know, through time, I had the awareness to go, okay, I get it. I don't need to feel it.
Right.
So, it may come in fast and I feel it for a second, but I release it as soon as I feel it.
Okay.
It's like, I get it. I get the information. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel this.
Right.
So, and I, anytime I'm with somebody, you know, I don't walk around remembering everything, but as soon as I connect to your energy field, then your whole, you know, all your energy is there for me. And it's like plugging into wherever I met you last time again. And
right.
So I do, they are telling me, and I have that there's like, that you've had some chronic stuff going on, that it's not, that this has not just happened overnight.
Yeah, no, it's been ongoing. I mean, I had surgery in my 20s. So I have a lot of spine issues. And I don't know if you want to know or need to know.
You don't have to get into the story of it, but that's what they were telling me. This is not, you know, yeah, the pain of humanity is going on, but this is a chronic situation for you. So when we're carrying that within our own cellular tissue,
yeah,
then we are going to magnetize more, you know, the energy of the pain. Or when we hit the emotional, those unclaimed energies, it will resonate like pain within our own body.
Okay.
So there's some of that going on with you. There's some kind of issue that the issues in your tissues that you have not dealt with yet.
Okay.
Like you walk around it is what I'm seeing. It's like you sit with it, but then you leave it. It's
okay.
Like, okay, so it's abandonment issue, but then when it comes down to it, there's abandonment of yourself that's happening. Because when it gets too close and it feels like it's gonna be too much, then you're splitting off from it.
Yeah.
And that's what you did to begin with in order to save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You split off from it and you went somewhere else. So that child that was so clever that knew how to do that, you said it started doing it and then it just became almost like a habit for you.
Yeah.
So there's that part that when that happens, there's a disconnect because that part goes to spirit and then here you are sitting with pain.
So how do I... So do I see it head on? Do I see it through? And how do I do that, may I ask?
I don't, you know, there's some people that do some techniques where you like breathe and you actually go to the wall with pain and then until it dissipates. And when you see what it is, then it all starts disappearing. Okay. Is that a good one? I've used that one before on myself. It's not one that I prefer. We have to feel all of the pain. Okay, let me see if that's the one you need. Let me look into what would be best for you. Because I know you do your self-work. You know, you're doing your work.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're looking for the answers with it. Okay, let me see. Okay, I would connect to this inner child part. I'm going to ask you right now, how old is she? What's the first age that pops in your head?
6.
Yeah. I would connect to her and talk to her, do energy, you know, talk to her, have a conversation with her. What did she not receive that she is still looking for, that now that you can give her, you're the adult that can give this to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the parts that she didn't feel safe, that she had to escape. So yeah. There's some energy to welcome her and bring her back. And because there's like a hole in your energy field from it. And so when she integrates back into you, I'm seeing it like going, I'm seeing it from your sacral. And then as that energy, and you may feel pain because sometimes when you do that, it will be painful when it comes back in. But mm-hmm. then as you breathe through that, because the energy blew out, then it will come back into your core. And when she goes into your heart, then you're going to feel that wholeness because she's the little, you know, she's the dancer. She's the one that has the lot. She's the one that dances with codes, with the passion and the energy of that. Because there's a part of that when she showed, you know, that she feels betrayed because when she showed her passion and whatever that energy was in the distortedness of it, then she got harmed and felt betrayed.
Yeah.
There's the energy with that. And yeah. You may have to go to, you know, someone and lay down and you know, an energy worker help you with it. Sometimes we can do it ourselves, and sometimes we need that vibration, you know, for someone to help us bring those parts back.
Okay.
Have you done a soul retrieval with anybody?
No, I haven't ever.
Yeah. That's what
okay.
You need a fragment, or, you know, it's really a fragment. I called it a soul retrieval. It's a fragment of soul.
A fragment of soul.
I can do those distantly, but you may want to do one in person with someone because in cranial sacral, it feels like it holding your behind you in your sacral and like rocking, that energy is gonna like feel safe and you can come back. I'm seeing it like a rocking energy all the way down through your body.
Okay. Well, okay. That's beautiful. Thank you very much, both of you.
And thank you for the poems that you're writing and what will be expressed for that. And when that, because I made the decision a few years back and I forgot about this because I thought, what is this crap about passion that just keeps coming up and coming up? This is the only thing they'll let me talk about right now. And I remember I was on the way to actually see Dalai Lama.
Oh.
And there were some things that had come up in my life. And I thought, I do not want to be the empath of pain anymore. I have done this my whole life. I'm done with this.
Right.
And I thought, what do I want to be? And I thought, I want to be the empath of passion. I'm the empath of joy and passion. Somebody's got to do it, right?
Yes.
And then I thought, who does that? And it's like, oh, the Dalai Lama does it. He carries that innocent childlike, you know, energy in his field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was, and all that came up. And the next day, I didn't have the tickets to see him yet. That came up for me. I was doing my own process and that came up. And that afternoon, a client gifted me tickets to see Dalai Lama.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
I worked with her, and she sent me the, you know, the change of whatever that, and she said, here's something else for you. And she sent me the ticket to see him. And I went to get to be in his presence. So it's like, and I had forgot about all of that too, because when I was thinking this morning, what is all this about? And it's like, that's probably been, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago. I don't know if it's been that long or not. I'll have to go back and look. So all that time, this has been coming up and incubating because I made the decision then. So sometimes you might, in the 3D, the things may not be instantaneously, but there's a process that it's been happening the whole time. When you get the aha and then you look back, you can see, oh, this was taking me to this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's great.
Thank you.
I thank you both so much.
Thank you, Camille. And I just want to say, I don't know why you think your energy is so heavy. For me, it's so very light. I love having you on the show. And and every time you smile, it's like, it's just so beautiful. So thank you for being here. And don't say that it's a heavy energy. It's beautiful. I love it. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So there's a question. One second. I'll go ahead and mute you, Camille. So just a second, Linda. I'll get you to share in just a minute. But there's a question from Marth. And she says, during a breathing technique, I remembered as an infant thinking, I don't want to be in this ugly body. I was I'm going to assume preemie. My guess is that is why I have been rejected all my life, my own reflected back. Mother tried to give me away, etc. Will passion code release childhood programming?
Yeah, some of that comes from that. Your first piece, though, is to know that you're safe on Earth. Because when the preemies go through all of that, well, any of us coming in anyway, coming into Earth, and then especially if we have a traumatic birth experience, which anymore in our society, it is. And so you don't know that it's safe to be on Earth. And preemies go through a lot. My granddaughter, I'm going to start crying with that. I'm so close to that because she's two now, and she went through all of that. And when I was living in Sedona and they told me to come back, that my daughter was going to need me. And that's what happened. And what happened was Nashville, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, which is a huge teaching institute. It's like, you know, world renowned. They put me in the pod, which I think that's interesting since dolphins are pods. And they thought I was just a crocheting grandma. And I was in there doing codes on these babies because I was in with these little avatars coming in to this plane of existence. And I would hear which one to go to make sure they got that energy that it was safe to be on Earth. So I just act like I was lost and that I like stumbled into the wrong little, you know, pod that they were in, and I would go speak their light energy to them, their codes, and then tell them that it was safe to be on Earth and to thank them for coming and being the gift that they are. Mm-hmm. We don't get that.
No.
We don't get that celebration. You know, there may be some cultures that still do that, but in the majority, the huge percent, we don't get that anymore when we arrive here. The big, huge celebration that we arrived, you know, that because everybody, like I said, they got their head somewhere else. So there's a lot of trauma within that. And so you have, I mean, whether you know it or not, you obviously had a big mission because you stayed, you know, because preemies can pop out at any time. Because you go to spirit so much and they're really going to spirit all the time. They're like out there up above watching everything. Mm-hmm. So, and all of those energies that are happening around you during that time period too. How old is she?
How old are you, Mark?
Oh, it's Mark. It's he. Okay.
78.
Yeah, so see, then during that time period, I mean, that's amazing that you're here, honestly, because the medicine has advanced so much. They didn't know, you know, most preemies didn't make it back then. because they didn't have the technology that they do now. So that's what I'm feeling, is that to know that it's safe on Earth and to anchor that in.
So what year would that have been? What year was you? What is 78?
I cannot count that.
I can't either. I can't count that.
Oh, 1940.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Somewhere in the 40s. I have worked with people that I have seen this, that there was a wave that came in like between 40 to 44, and that there was like, those are some of, if you want to call it first waivers, you know, but it's like, it's got labeled later on, but there was a wave that came in during that time period. And also there was like World War things going on. And so when you came through those matrices and all of those waves of consciousness to get here, there was a lot of destruction and corruption within the mind of humanity, because so much was happening then. So much destruction was going on. So all of this energy was here. So you all had to come through that. And so there was a group that came in from that time period that came to anchor the light. So some of them know that they have this mission, but never knew what it was. Like, they feel like, I know I have a reason to be here, but why don't I know? Why am I not doing what you're doing? That's a question that they ask me a lot, because mm-hmm. I know I'm here for something. So it's more almost like they put blinders on them so that they could get through all of that rubble that happened. You know, it was some kind of thing of protection. And so their mission was to get here and to be portals, to be like, they're grid workers. They're natural grid workers, whether they know they're grid workers or not, but they were anchoring in things for us. So then when we came, the things would be easier. And they may never, they feel like lost to their passion because they don't know what it is, but they know that they had a big mission and they never feel like they get that clarity with it. So I've seen that in that group. And I feel like that he was a part of that because you stayed. I mean, you could have popped out at any time. So there's like just their beingness and being birthed and staying here was actually anchored in grids for the next generations to come in, and that we could stand on those grids. So thank you. Thank you for the service that you did in that way.
Awesome. So Marth, she says, I'm not sure. I know one thing, I love Earth. Awesome.
Good. See, that's it. And that love of Earth that came here to be with Gaia. I came here to be with Gaia. Gaia called out and it's like, okay, you know, I need these vibrations. And so they took that on and came in during that time period.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
Yeah. So see if you want to work with Kimberly to go deeper into that, you know, for yourself. Well, you know, you can take a look at the special offer.
Energy that it's not safe to be on Earth, but it's really kind of the energy of it's not safe to be with humanity.
Mm.
It's safe. It's humanity that's got the problems.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny because, like, I was 2 months premature, right? And I was born in the village. And in the village, there's no doctor, right? And so my head fit into the palm of my dad's hand. I was so small. And they didn't think I was going to make it, you know? And, you know, and so he, you know, pumped me full of vitamins and God knows what to make sure. So he was like, he was that force, you know? So it was a traumatic time. And, but I'm here. And I was 2 months early. And I always knew I'm here for something, even though, you know, up until like when I was, you know, 40, up until that time, I was struggling, you know, like not being able to figure it out, not, don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm here. I can't stand people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I had that one. Feel like you got here at the wrong time, at the wrong place.
Exactly. It's like, I'm not supposed to be here at this time. You know, it's like the people are not nice. Why, you know, why am I here with these people? Blah, blah, blah.
That you're ahead of yourself. It's like, I came for something and it's not here yet.
Exactly. And then it started shifting, you know, I think around, you know, 42, right? It started shifting because I was going to kill myself at that time. And I made a deal with God. I said, okay, if you can just show me, give me a sign, you know, within the next 6 months, I'll stay. Otherwise, I'm done. And I got a sign and I'm still here. And, you know, but it's like, you know, being premature, being born in the village, no medical stuff at all, you know, I must have had, you know, I have a strong will. I had a strong will and desire to be here. Right. So, you know, even so, Marth, you know, you've been here all this time as well because you had a strong desire to be here. So keep, you know, keep going. Don't focus on the past, on the history, and don't let it stop you. But yes, if you want to get healing or work done, you know, see, you know, work with Kimberly, because, you know, like if, with Kimberly, you know, especially when you're working with her, she doesn't just do one thing. It's like a million things at once. And and it's whatever is coming through in that moment, you know. So it's not just, oh, I'm going to work on your passion codes. No, it's going to be passion codes and whatever else is coming through, you know, whatever else is required in that moment.
Yeah, when we did Shivali's, I'm going to talk about yours. I mean, Alara. When we did yours, because she's done so much work, it was this kept being, I mean, all of these beautiful goddesses showed up and it was like they were all like honoring her. And it was so beautiful. It was like so beautiful to be the witness and to watch this for her. And it was just like, just kept coming and like giving her gifts and laying the gifts at her feet. Yeah. And some people I've worked with, it was just like chaotic craziness in there. You know, it was like stuff just, or World War, you know, it was just things going every direction. Mm-hmm. And so it's different. It's different with everybody.
Yeah.
And I could see, I witnessed all of the work that you've done and that you were ready to receive. That you mm-hmm. were open to receive and to be connected to your inspiration with your currency and all the divine flow for humanity, that you're doing it for humanity. You know, that you're in that place of that.
Yeah.
You say yes, that I'll do this.
Yeah, I'm just remembering now too, that whole session. It's like, oh my God, it was so powerful and so beautiful. And I was like so humbled, you know, so.
Yeah, it was. So humbled. It was one of those times where it's like spirit just takes you to your knees and you're just in awe. It was
humble and gratitude and, you know, presence, you know, it was, it was amazing. So, yeah, but I highly recommend it. It was, yeah, thank you for reminding me. Totally forgot. So where is she? Linda, you wanted to share something? Where is she?
Yep.
There she is somewhere. Hello, hi.
Hi, sweetie.
So you're not mad at me, right? You're not mad at me for what I said to you earlier? I said, you know, you have to make it a priority.
No, I agree with you. I totally get that. But I just wanted to share a poem that I thought was pretty cool that I channeled. If Christian bent only you be, this book is not meant for thee. For of the heart of God it speaks, of angels, mysteries, mystique. It comes of another age, where time of old had a new page, where stars brand new their songs did sing, and Jesus alone was king, not of this world, but of heavenly realm, where men could see through Adam's plight that Eve did not destroy their right to paradise, but that Adam made that choice alone. He chose the apple as his to own in the fall of man. These poems from the minds of kings and angels with great wings give flight to dreams. I just wanted to share. I just thought it was
so beautiful. No, I love it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you.
Today too, it's like all of the energies that's supporting that. It's like if you go and read any of the astrology stuff, it's everything in that poem. That's here today. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So do you get anything for me?
Oh, I didn't try to. I was
busy. You got to ask a question, Linda. You know that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's see.
Everybody knows now on my calls, you have to ask a question. It has to be specific, nothing vague. What? Sorry?
Any blacks.
Oh, come on. Again,
be specific. To my receiving.
Blocks to receiving. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me see what's going on with you.
You're a sticker.
Okay, let's open up your codes. There's a
it took me straight to your frontal lobe. And okay. So it's not really the third eye, but it is, it's the filter out here. And there is a block there. It's like you're, it feels closed, like a filter that has, you know, when you change the filters and they have all of the debris in them. So this filter is like all clogged up. You're not trusting your own psychic awareness.
Because if you did, Linda, you wouldn't be asking these questions.
So I know.
What I'm getting for you is, it's what would help you the most, actually, we can blow that out, but you're going to put it right back in, is going straight out of your crown and opening it up and connecting to the divine. Because when you're in the, when you channel your poetry, that's what you're doing then. It's coming in that way. It's like you're, this is open and it's flowing through you. It just comes in. And it's like you don't think about what the next word's going to be. It just comes in.
Yeah.
If you don't have the word, they're showing me, then you may walk, you know, you walk away from it. But then the next word comes in. It's like you're don't, it's, you trust that it's there and you're in the energy of that. So it's coming from your crown. So it feels like the more you align to that, to spirit, and then anchoring that in into the heart of Gaia through your core, then all of this other lines up. So what's the crud in the filter? What are you holding on to there?
I think a little fear.
Fear of what? Fear of what?
I don't really want to say.
Well, as long as you know.
Okay, a relationship.
As long as you know, that's all that matters. Fear of relationship.
Yeah, you don't have to. If it's like, as long as you know what it is.
I do.
So it's like you're afraid to be too freaky. You know, like if she like sees everything and it all comes in, then she's not going to fit in with the people that, you know, that then they won't be there, that they'll leave. It's all of that kind of fear, those kinds of things that we think that it's like we won't be accepted by others if we see the truth,
it's true.
The truth. So if we just close, if we put our blinders on and close it all off, then we can keep existing the way we exist. We'll just keep surviving instead of being in our passion, but we'll keep surviving. So it's that kind of energy.
Okay, thank you.
Does that help?
She knows what it is. It's
like, I do.
So Linda, are you going to do something about it?
I'm going to work towards it.
Not a believer.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't,
I know, you don't believe me.
That wasn't very convincing, to be honest.
Well, see, everybody's shaking their head. Yeah, you didn't get that on that one, but it's your journey. So enjoy it. Enjoy it in however way that you do.
Yeah, it is your journey. But just know, next time you ask that question, I'm going to say, Linda, no, you can't ask that question. You have to ask something else because you...
All right.
Make sense?
Yes, yep. Ma'am. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Linda. So Michelle has her hand up. I'm gonna go with him because Michelle, written that way, is usually a French name. So I'm gonna go ahead and unmute you. Hello.
Hello. That was good deduction, but it's Michelle Olivier, girl.
Ah. Okay. Hi, Michelle.
You're correct on all those points. My parents didn't know what they were doing when they named me.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, Kimberly, like, will the package help us with, I know I want to be in the healing field, but I have no way, I haven't narrowed it down to anything to get started. Does that make sense?
What are you, are you taking classes? Are you doing something?
I do lots of healings on myself. But I haven't taken classes to be a healer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all have that innate ability within us, and you don't, you know, it's there. It's there for you. You don't have to do that. You can just accept your abilities, but you will learn how to be a conscious healer and how not to take on other people's stuff. You know, so there's that part of
that, because whoever you take classes with, the teacher conveys a frequency to you, and there's accumulated knowledge, just like when I was talking about doing that with Ted Andrews, there's an energy exchange that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So there is things for yourself to learn, you know, and how not to be taking on all the rest of the stuff. So that's kind of too broad
spectrum.
Me, because you haven't decided which direction you want to go with it. And then to ask me if the package is going to help you, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to do it. It's like, that's honestly, I quit being on summits for a little while because I don't like making a bunch of claims, you know, like when I had, and Laura doesn't make me do that. It's like we hand draw the energy, and it's how you apply it is what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you it's going to make this happen in your life because I can't answer that. You know, it's how you take it, and then what you do with it within your life, and then how you take that forth. Do you want me to talk about, since she brought the package up?
So Michelle, we're going to talk about the package, and then you can tap in and see if it's something that you would like to do. How's that?
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so what package, the first, or are you going to go to a page or not? And the first part.
Hold on, one second. I'm going to share as well. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Kimberly8. And I am going to share my screen. One second.
Susan that's on here, I'm going to call her out. She's been on that. She bought that best package in this group. So she's been a part of this group that we've been processing this stuff.
Ooh, I can't hear you anymore.
Can you not hear me?
It was just really low. I couldn't understand.
Okay, I said Susan that's on the call. I'm calling her out. She bought this package the last time I was on here. So she's in this group with me and the work that we're doing. So I don't know if she can talk about that any, if she wants to. I'm calling her out.
Awesome. So Susan, if you want to, you can let me know after we finish talking with a special offer, and then you can talk about it if you want, okay?
Yeah, she's not in chat or whatever too.
Yeah, exactly.
So with this one, what we're going to do on this one, there's 3 live calls with me. And actually, this last group, I added a call. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes Spirit says, do another call with them. So that happens too. Sometimes that happens. And so what we're doing on the calls is, as a group, we're going into this energy and witnessing what's coming up with the passion, and then deconstructing any of the distorted matrices that are out there. So then we can embody the purity of the code. So a lot of the stuff that I have now is actually came from these calls where we've been in this group synergy with each other. And so that's in that package A, is the calls with me. There is a Facebook group that I go on and do transmissions all the time. You can go on the, it's a closed group that you can only be on from this. And you can ask me any kind of question you want to. I'm kind of on call for you all for the next 8 weeks. It's like you can ask me questions at other times. Also on the call, you can do questions and answers then. Now, most time, they're just wanting to receive the transmissions, and sometimes we talk about the experiences, but that's there for you available. And then on this package, what I added to it is 12 days of transmissions. So I will set this grid that's back here behind me where the amethyst is, and that you might can see it in the background. I set a grid up with whatever crystals and stones and bring in the energy and connect to Gaia's heart and the group that works with me that calls itself the greater aspect. So I connect to that energy and bring in codes and transmissions for 12 days in a row and send those frequencies. Your name will go on the grid, and the energies are sent to you. So if you don't do it at the same time I do it, because they may get me up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do it, it won't matter. You just set your time of when you want to receive, and the energies will be there for you. So
So these transmissions are to help support you on your journey. And I don't know what those transmissions will be personally for each one of you all, because everybody's going to have a different flavor of where it is that they're working, you know, what's going on for you and the energies that you're open on to. Some people will get sprinkles and some people won't, you know, it's mm-hmm. what it is that you're ready to embody. And even if you're not ready to embody stuff, because like even when we do these calls like this, what I see with spirit is we have this big, huge container above us. And that the day that we say, I'm ready for it, it's like pulling down the, you know, the attic thing or the, what is those, the pinata things, like the pinata bust open and all the gifts. Yeah. Down. Yeah. All that stuff's there for us. All those prayers, all of the work that we've done through eons of time that our soul has done. And when we step into that, that whole container is there for us to come in. So those energies go into your container that will be there for you. I'll probably do those live on that Facebook group because it's easy. It's easy for me to just hit the live button and, mm-hmm. and to do it there. And so you can go back and listen to them. But that's what happens when I do a transmission grid. And I haven't done one for a while. And Spirit said, do offer that to this and do the transmission grid. So you get the same. Everything is in package B that's in that. And plus a session with me. So you're going to get a one-on-one session. And I should have put some of the the things that they say, the things they say about you. What's that called?
Testimonials.
A couple of them that had wrote on the Facebook page this week about how, like, for decades and decades of stuff, and then how much this was changing them, and that they were really feeling it. You know, and with the energies that were coming in.
Right.
So anyway, that's what happens in the package.
Yeah. Awesome. So package A is the three things. Oh my God. The three live group calls, the private membership, which you will have access to for 8 weeks. And then the 12 days of transmission. And package B is everything in package A plus a 40-minute personal session with Kimberly. It's called Passion Code Recovery, but it's not just about the Passion Code. It basically turns out to be whatever is Spirit, you know, wants to share in that moment in those 40 minutes. So please do take a look at that. See if you resonate with it, how you resonate with it, and choose package A or package B. They're available at alara.at/show/Kimberly8. Thank you, Kimberly.
Are we all ready? Right. To do transition?
Yeah. So Kimberly just needs to look forward and not move around so that her mic is better.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then I put my hands in front of me, and then that, like, because I talk with my hands.
Yeah.
You're right. When I turn my head is when it messes it up. So I'll put it closer to me. Is that better?
Yep.
And then I'll try to keep my hands not in front, between me and the speaker.
Exactly.
During the transmission, and then I don't know what's happened. I'll try to put them out here if I start doing any kind of stuff. When I start doing this and I'm bringing light codes in and I'm like seeing the thing, so I'll speak in light language. And when I speak in light language, that goes past our rational and irrational mind and goes into a higher frequency of those creation codes, and it's bringing in energies from that level that's past humanity's mind.
So if I were you, Kimberly, when I'm doing like this, you know, I would talk a little bit louder.
Okay, I'll try to recover.
If you can remember. I mean, I know that, you know, even when I do my transmissions, like, I never know how I sound.
You know how when we're in that zone, our voice starts dropping, and we don't realize that it's dropped?
Yeah.
So you know that if you don't hear me, it's still happening.
That's true. It's still happening. Absolutely. Awesome. All right, yeah, so let's do a transmission.
Okay, so let's all bring in.
Remember, we're gonna bring in some trust stuff. I'm trying to remember all the other stuff we talked about, but I can't now.
We're gonna trust Spirit will weave it all in.
Yeah, exactly, because like, I don't remember.
We're going to do the mind matrices, trust, to be safe on Earth. Has anybody got anything that they know right now that they, because sometimes after we have these big conversations, you can feel it like inside of you, and that you, it, has anybody got anything that they're hearing that they want to make sure it gets wrapped into the recipe?
About receiving?
Yes. Yeah, receiving.
Receiving. Anybody else got anything? Because I was remembering that for Linda, receiving. Oh, you know, one thing always for some people is a clarity, you know, having clarity for why they're here, what their purpose is, what they should be doing. So bringing in their gifts so that you can express them and use them.
Yeah. And sometimes we walk our own clarity because those survival codes that are there.
Being worthy, which I know neither one of us like to use that one, but, you know, because we are worthy, you know, there is no unworthiness. You know, we are worthy.
That's a made up one too.
Yeah. Dropping the fears. Fear is also not real, but okay. And believe. Yeah, believe. Believe and trust kind of go hand in hand as well, but believing without seeing, you know, having faith. Yeah, why do we question our worthiness, right? It's in the matrix. It's in this collective, you know.
It's that energy. That's what creates all of that.
And to then keep it goes us down. Small.
Humanity created it and made it up for control. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like in some of the religions, you're told that so that you'll be a part of it and give them money.
Yeah.
It's control. It's that you have to go outside of yourself to.
Clarity for what is blocking me from feeling joy and excitement with no anxiety.
Okay, the passion's all about that because that's what the passion is. You're in that divine inspiration. It's like you are just in a, it's like a just a place of, oh, and then you don't have the anxiety with it. It's like that part. Anxiety is the fear of the future. Mm-hmm. And it's like creating that. Anytime you're feeling that, it's like you're creating that. And so you're not present. You're not in your body and not being present. You're out here in front of yourself. So some of this stuff, when we disconnect from the mind constructs, just kind of notice it and what you feel in your body when you do it. And then you can go back and listen to this at any time to know how to disconnect from it. You know, it's the recording will be out there for you to use it as a tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, I'm gonna mute myself.
Okay, so just breathe. Use your breath to come into your own presence. So breathe with your breath. The deeper you go, and the deeper you go, the more you relax into this energy of trust, to trust the divine, to this container. So I step into the light of the divine where all things are possible and ask to be your sacred witness to bring these frequencies to you and through the synergy of the group itself, that this energy, I'm hearing unravel to the highest and most beneficial frequency and octave, and to bring our own binary codes into alignment. So breathe that energy in. And so now we're going to ask to disconnect from the chaotic construct, that mind construct, the chaotic mind of humanity. So we're just going to ask for that to be done. So breathe that in. And when that happens, you may feel that in your third eye, all of those psychic cords that you have sent out into that mind of humanity to feel safe, to know, to be protected, to believe that you're worthy, all of those energies that you're seeking outside of yourself. We're going to disconnect from that. So we're just going to pull our cords back, our etheric cords that we sent out, going to clean them off. They're going to be cleaned. And then those are going to come back into air third eye, into your own third eye. So feel that energy of that. And you may feel yourself like come into your body with that. So breathe that in. And we're going to download the knowing and feeling and understanding that it's safe to know. It's safe to be. I'm hearing that it's safe to see. It's safe to know what you know and to be what you know. It's safe to trust your inner knowing. So as you disconnect from that, at the same time, your heart opens. And so you may want to open it like from the back, because sometimes the front of the heart still contains heart walls that we created from the different traumas that we've experienced. And there's always this opening that goes straight in from the back of our heart into our sacred temple. This is your sacred chamber where you connect to your all-knowing divine self, the one that's always been there, the one that's connected to spirit that lives within inside of your heart. Feel that energy to that and how safe it is to connect to that energy, your divine spirit. Breathe that in. And that energy settles in. You may feel that like you drop in. I'm feeling people dropping into their hips, into their core. So now we're going to ask to disconnect from our own mind construct that we created ourselves, our own personal mind construct, just for this moment. Just feel that energy of that. When you disconnect from all of those mind distortions that you've created, all those stories that you held on to because you thought they would keep you safe. If you stayed in the mayhem and you kept a hold of this in your own mind. So just release from that just for this moment and know that it's safe to be connected to your divine spirit, to trust that with inside of you, your own innate ability. So breathe that in, what that feels like to rest in your own heart. So these downloads come from your spirit. The one that has carried this sacred wisdom and this sacred knowledge through all time, that has always been there, that holds the first lot of creation and has the understanding and knowing of what all of this is about. So feel that connection to that and allow yourself to connect to that part, to that pure essence of your own divine spark. And you may get a symbol of what that is for you. You may see a color. When it happens for me, there's an infinity symbol that happens between my heart and my divine self. And I can feel the heart connection to pure spirit in my pure spirit. Feel that energy of that. What it's like to connect to that, to be one with it. And that it's safe to be on earth. Safe to be a part of humanity. It is safe to be that spark that you are, the gift that you came to be.
Nakoriya sata kari nakoriya tara. Eshutukoriya natari kere sutukoriya tara nasatakariya tara. So that energy drops down from your heart all the way through your core, your central column, all the way down into the heart of Gaia herself. Feel that connection to her heart, and how much she loves you and supports you, and how safe you are connected to her heart. And that any time that it feels rocky and that you're not sure and you're uncertain, you can always go and connect to her core, and she will always be there, and that love that she has for you. Feel what that feels like, that knowing and feeling and understanding of the love and support that she has. Every cell of your body. So with this connection to her heart and that divine spark within your own heart, the energy of that, there's an alignment that's happening. And so as this alignment comes into our systems, for this moment, we're going to disconnect from that mind matrix within our own DNA codes, the construct of mind that it's like, I'm seeing it's busy, like it runs and it does this and it does that. And for this moment, we're going to just disconnect from that. And then the mind construct within family itself, that family constellation and all of those thoughts and belief systems that it came from family, society, in this timeline. The DNA encodements go out to all existence, and the family construct is like this timeline, this lifehood. So feel that disconnect, to just disconnect from that for right now. What that feels like in your own body when you release from that energy. So now we're going to ask for any agendas that soul has carried through eons and eons, oaths and vows, that for this moment that we disconnect from that construct of that, feel that expansion, that all-knowing energy of evolution that the soul comes in with, and that it's safe to lay those karmic bindings down. And it's safe to connect to spirit and to be one with that holiness. I'm hearing the whole holiness within you, that you carry that divine spark. So as we're connected to this sacred temple, we're going to invoke the energy of passion itself and what that wave of energy is, this pure energy that came in with creation, to creation of divine inspiration, the being that it is and what that feels like to connect to it. So feel that energy of that. So you may receive a symbol. You may feel it in certain parts of your body. So as we're cradled within this sacred chamber of Gaia's heart and our own divine spirit, this energy, this being of passion, dances through our bodies, through all of our energy signatures and centers, clearing out any distortions, any trauma, any wounds, any concepts that came into our systems, into our emotional, our mental, and our physical planes of existence that were connected to the word passion. And it clears that and cleans that as it downloads the truth of its energy, the truth of its spirit, and what that energy really is, that divine inspiration. So is that energy, I'm seeing it like swirling up the body through your central core. It's like coming, spiraling upward and downward all at the same time. And so if you're ready, we're going to ask that energy to connect to your currency codes, your divine plan that has all of those binary codes for you. It's your personal energy that you came in, the highest octave of that frequency that you carry, that's not connected to any of those other systems. We disconnected from those. So this is just your energy that you can embody. So feel that connection to that. As those two come together in a flow, and what that energy looks like, feels like, represents to you. So we asked for the knowing and feeling and understanding of how to utilize this energy, be downloaded into our systems. The trust that energy, the knowing of that. And that it's safe. It's safe to embody it. It's safe to walk on this earth with these encodements. It's safe to walk through humanity, to have them, to share them, to hold them, to give them away. Because I'm seeing it's a replenishing source. Your basket will never be empty. More will come. More will come is what they're telling me. More will come. They're also telling me this. Nobody owes you anything. And it was like, I was like, what is that about? And it's like, so any of these concepts that something is owed to you, that feels like an old karmic bonding. And then it feels like there's an energy of like waiting. We're waiting for something, for this to come to us, because it's owed to us. It's owed to us by somebody. It's like owed for this equal energy to be there. So that is letting go of all the regrets of all time and in within the family itself. And there's like an energy of forgiveness, self-forgiveness that comes in. Whoa, that was big. So feel that energy of that and what that feels like to embody that. This is your divine gift. It's your divine sacredness to carry this energy. So we'll just ask for that energy to be utilized in all of your different, in the mental, the emotional, and the physical body. There's an energy that there's a belief out there that something has to be resolved in order to receive this. So that, it, whatever that is, if you're carrying that within yourself, whatever that is, you can hand that over right now. And you may know what the event is and you may not. And it's just releasing it and trusting and handing it over. It's like giving energy back. Just give the energy back. And when we, energy is just energy. And when we hand all of that over, then more energy can come to us. Because those types of energies are taking up space. It's like clearing your sachet and all the cookies. So breathe that in. Okay, so there's an infinity symbol at your feet, and we're going to activate that. And that's Gaia's, that love and support from her, the infinite support and love, and what it's like to have that support, to be in that support, to feel that support in every cell. It uploads in every cell of your body. And then there's another infinity symbol at your knees. And when that activates, it's how to walk forth with this energy, how to be supported, and how to walk forth with it. And the energy moves up, and then there's an infinity symbol at your hips. And when that activates, it crisscrosses across what we call the root chakra. And it uploads, and it's the truth of survival. And then all of those twisted, distorted energies that we've held onto, that we believe that some way that it'll give us some type of power to survive, that energy is released, goes back to wherever it came from. The access points are closed, and then we can upload the truth of this energy in every cell of our body. So breathe that in. And then the energy comes up through your whole central column. The infinity symbol crisscrosses and goes up through the whole body, all the way up. It crosses your heart, and that's where the soul assimilates into this physical body. And we're going to recalibrate your soul point to this highest octave of healing. So breathe that in. Nasita kere tura, shata karina tiri kere tura, sata karietara, eshete kina no korea sata karietara, ono shata karietara na sata karietura, shata karietara kere tura sata karietara. And so our high heart is activated, and that's that energy of what we call the Christ consciousness, that highest octave of energy when consciousness comes through the heart and it moves up through our body, all the way up, out our crown, the transpersonal chakra is above our head. This is where the higher self, the home of the higher self, that it connects to that, uploading the energy together. The higher self holds the map. It's like it's being upgraded. It's getting a new GPS system. So any of those old contracts can be free of that. If the higher self receives these energies, connects to soul, to our human aspect, we're downloaded with these higher octave of frequencies. And then there's an infinity symbol between up above, between that and your solar star, which is your God consciousness realization. The part that knows all, sees all, the part that's connected to that energy and that connects to that with inside of our heart. So as these align, it aligns our solar purpose, that's all of creation, to our soul purpose and our earth purpose. And this energy of passion moves through all of our system. Is it activates throughout our cells, all timelines. So breathe that energy in and come back into your body in this time we call now. So when you're ready, just start feeling that in your feet, in your body, wiggle around. You might want to tap yourself. If you're feeling any nausea with it, then make sure you're grounding. Sometimes when we're in those higher octaves of energy, the frequency, we may feel a little nausea, because it actually a detoxing happens for us.
Wow, that was amazing. That was so powerful. I don't even, you always do so much that I can never even pinpoint, one thing.
No, I can't either. It's like it just happens.
Yeah.
It was really interesting when I heard that. I don't remember now what it was. It's already gone, so it healed. But I can't remember. It's like, oh, we cleared that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. It's like I pick up the energy thing and bring it back. I'm not bringing it back to you all. I don't mean that. It was like I'm bringing back the, when I heard it holding on to its ode to us. And it was like that part, that wounded part, that was waiting. It felt like it was waiting, because it's hard for me to do words with it, because the energy concepts is the energy concepts, and we're making it little by even putting the words on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was wounded little part that was just waiting, like that part waiting for somebody, and that it was owed to for somebody to recognize it, was what right. I was feeling. And that was like when I hit that level, that was really, if we want to label it as heavy, that energy was really dense and really sad. It was so sad because it felt like it was cheated, that it got cheated when it came here. It's like I showed up and this is owed to me. And mm-hmm. then holding on to it, waiting for somebody to pay it back, And that was, I thought, man, that's really big in humanity's consciousness, I think. I think that's one of those things that really entraps us and keeps us, bound into things.
Yep, for sure.
Even though that we're waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time. As many times I've done this in groups, because it's always different. I've never said this the same way ever, because mm-hmm. it has to do with the group consciousness that's here. And that was the first time that I had that, that came in at that level, that I felt how heavy that energy was, and that I ever remember even saying that part. So
So that was interesting. Did you all feel that? Did you?
Oh, yes. Then Melissa had wrote, "Oh, tears of blah, 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 that need to resolve before I can forgive myself and receive." Linda was talking about, "Wow, that was powerful." And Alara, "I saw you as a being of light who is so big and you were in my field of energy. But Kimberly, I felt you talk right to my soul." Camille said, "So wonderful, powerful, so much. Thanks, I feel so much lighter." Melissa said, "Yes, it was so sad. I felt exactly the same thing. That was huge." Angela said, "That was fantastic. So much came through. Love the part where you said we must let something go to let in the guidance. Felt ankle pain, and by the end, it had vanished." Reverend Randy said, "Sensational. Thank you." It was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was really kind of at the heart as I think about it, because we were moving up and the energy was pretty light because, you know, we've already done all that. We've talked a lot. So there's been transmissions happening the whole time we've been together.
Yeah.
And then it really, that was at the heart and kind of at the soul level, because it was like when I hit this level, it was that part was like a wall. It was really heavy there. And It surprised me when I hit it because it was like, okay. And then I kept hearing that too for it to, you know, all levels into the emotional and the mental and the physical too, into the cells.
Yeah.
Make cells all juicy again.
I don't know. It's so interesting. Lisa says, "I'm just able to open my eyes. I had to lay down. Very powerful for me." Melissa says, "I feel my own true energy again."
Yay.
Yeah.
So do what they told me this morning to do. Connect to that. You all connected to it now and just ask every morning for the next 21 days to connect to that energy of passion and see what happens in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep a passion journal. Oh, that's what we'll do. Instead of gratitude journals, we'll do passion journals.
I love that.
That thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That was, I'm so glad you were able to lie down, Lisa. Lucky you. I'm so jealous. Can I repeat it? Absolutely. Yeah. So you can go back and listen to this, watch this again and repeat it. Repeat the process. Not a problem. Definitely you should.
Oh yeah. I would go back to it. Because every time you do it, it's going to come in again and again, you know, like a deeper level. More things will leave. We'll unravel. More things will unravel.
And next time I'm lying down too, Lisa. She said, "I'm still laying down."
Good for her.
I'm jealous. My butt is sore now, guys. So you know what that means. It's like, yeah.
I felt my kundalini kick in. It was like all of a sudden it felt like I was sitting on a beehive. Everything started buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened this morning to me too. And it was like, ooh, it's buzzing. It's buzzing down there. So I felt that happen.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh my God. Definitely drink some water, guys. Okay. Ladies, guys, drink lots of water. Tap into your own body. What does your body require? Walk around, right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, my root chakra.
If you can connect to earth or, you know, or walk on earth, barefooted, any of that, that's good for you. Like you said, drink plenty of water. I've been doing lemon water all day in my big sunshine cup.
I'm gonna take my puppy for a walk, but that will give me the fresh air and, you know, walk around, so, you know, just to integrate more and more, right?
They, you know, that's good too if you have four-leggeds, because they carry that energy of that. They're not disconnected from that. They create inspiring life every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day, all the time.
Him to take care of him. And so, like, when you can that unconditional codes that they carry in the way that they do, it's like there's that helps to connect it in.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Oh my God, so beautiful. I just loved it. That was so powerful. Thank you. I'm like done.
Yeah.
And this always happens, Kimberly. After you do your process, it's like, I'm done.
No, I wanted to save it to the end. It's like, let's save it so we can just like, off somewhere.
Yeah. So please do take a look at the special offer for yourself, the package A, package B, see which one resonates with you. Definitely have fun with Kimberly. You know, do the 21-day passion code receiving. we'll call it, you know, do the passion code journal for yourself. And, you know, just know that in the package A, B, and C, package A and B, you know, you'll get the 12 days of transmissions, the 3 live group calls, the 8 weeks in the Facebook group, which Kimberly goes in almost every day, if not every day, and does some sort of transmission or something every day, because I get the notifications because I'm in the group. Kimberly is going live now. Kimberly is going live now. Kimberly is going live now. It's like, okay. Which is awesome. And then package B includes the 40-minute session, personal session. So please do take a look at those and see which one you would like to, you know, get a hold of so that you can start to move forward in your life, just so that you can tap, not just tap into the passion, but tap into who you truly are and, you know, what you want to create, what you want to do. And at the same time, there's always clearing and releasing happening of that resistance and those blocks that are in the way of you receiving, of you being that passion. Okay, so take a look at those. I'm getting something else, but go ahead, Kimberly. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm in the same place. I'm like, there's just nothing here. It's like, I just want to go. Like, I realized when I was in that energy this morning, it was like, for me, what this is, you know, when you're on a, when you lay on a float and you're just in the water and you're just,
yeah.
And that's what it felt like to me, just surrendering to that and just being in that place. It's like, oh yeah, that would feel good to go be in that. One thing that just came to me, anybody that does uses essential oils, one of the things that they gave me to support this was I created a blend for myself for the passion codes, and it was, and I started by just layering it on my body, and then I actually had a bottle of it, but it was jasmine, lavender, and frankincense, those 3 together. So,
awesome.
Because jasmine's the heart opening, and then the lavender is, you know, the relaxation and the clearing.
Yeah, I love jasmine, lavender, and frankincense, all 3. I have all 3.
And it's like, who thought about mixing them together? And then the frankincense grounds it, and then it's that Christed consciousness too. And so I started by like layering them on top of me, then I blended them, and I mean, I use it. It's like I, you know, it's like it's my deodorant. I put passion codes everywhere on me.
Awesome. So yeah. So if you don't want to make the blend, you can just layer it. Just put a little bit of jasmine, a little bit of lavender, a little bit of frankincense, you know, and just.
And I'm getting like when we sniff it, it's like then it, you know, activates that again.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing things like that for myself, they'll give me things like that to support the frequencies.
Good.
So that was one of the things I've been doing for myself with it.
Awesome. So yeah, we can all do that too. Yay. And so what you can do is, you know, layer them, you know, on your pulse points or wherever, and then do the passion code receiving, like tap in and receive the inspiration. Okay. Right. Or do the journal, whatever, you know, however you do it. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Love
okay.
it.
Yay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yay! So thank you so much, everyone. This was lovely, beautiful. Oh my God, so powerful. I'm finally coming back to normal, right? So that was awesome. Yeah, again, the special offers are available at lr.at/show/Kimberly8. And so please do take a look at them and choose which one would be beneficial for you at this point. All right, I definitely suggest, you know, package B because it has the 40-minute personal session with Kimberly as well. So, you know, because I work with Kimberly, so I know what her sessions are like. So yes, absolutely. So, all right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend. I will see some of you on Sunday for the prayer circle live call. All right. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.